Hi, my name is Earl T. Laird, Jr., and my father was the band director at Stuart for 39 years. My father answered an ad for the position and relocated from Pennsylvania in 1930. He and my mother traveled by train to Reno and then took the VNT to Carson City. He didn't know that he could ride the VNT all the way out to Stuart, so he ended up walking from the Carson City Depot to Stuart. A student from Stuart, Harry Summerfield, returned to town in a flatbed truck to pick up my mother and their belongings. My mother remembered that Harry wouldn't let her ride up front with him because he said, "Women don't ride in front, only men." Years later, after Harry graduated from Stuart, they became good friends. The building that you see in front of you today was the home of the band room for 1 year while the original building was remodeled. The original band room was a wooden building located next to the infirmary and is no longer standing. When my dad arrived, he was told by the school superintendent that the school band will participate in every function there was to advertise the school. The band was in every Nevada Day parade while my dad was here, and also went to the Fallon Rodeo, the Winnemucca Rodeo, the Reno Rodeo, various concerts, athletic events, graduation, and parades. They went everywhere. They would even travel to California. 1 year, they took third in a national music festival in Long Beach, California. There were 6 band teachers before my dad, but my dad stayed the longest, retiring in 1969. The students really took a liking to him, and my dad loved the students and Stuart.